Hello, everyone in Construction Land. Welcome to our podcast, Constructive Conversations, your source for anything and everything construction related. This podcast is brought to you by the fine folks of Brown Edwards & Company. Today, we're going to be kicking off our series of podcasts in the construction industry with our Chief Growth Officer, Jerry Donovan, Brown Edwards & Company. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing well, Eddie. Thanks for having me and help you get this podcast underway.
Well, definitely without your help, Anna and Alexa and your whole team's help, this wouldn't be possible.
Well, we're excited about you taking the initiative and deciding that podcasting was the future beyond your CPA credentials, and that this was ideal format for us to get you out there and let the world learn about all the many talents of Eddie Thompson.
Well, we won't go that far, but I would say that in today's environment, podcasts are the thing. Everybody has a busy life, and you hear about people listening to podcasts while they mow, while they drive, daily chores, even while they're working. So we thought this would be a great way to distribute content to our listeners and those in the construction industry.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, I think you're spot on, and obviously the number of channels for distribution of good information to be able to help folks out, which is one of our main purposes with doing these, are numerous. But podcast seems to be one of those that just hits a broad spectrum of clients and then potential new clients for us, as well as our internal folks. And so we're really excited about this.
So Jerry, tell everyone a little bit about your background and our BE marketing team.
Thanks, Eddie. So my background is a little bit diversified, and I like to say a little bit of, I think, with both sides of the brain, in that I took two accounting classes but did not become an accountant because I quickly learned that was for more qualified folks than me. So I went finance and became a finance major with a marketing, really it was a dual major, marketing and finance. So I like to say I think with both sides of the brain a bit, which led me through banking to real estate related services and title services, and landed me here after a marketing agency consulting gig to become the business development director here and now chief growth officer with Brown Edwards. I'm pretty excited about helping our firm, top 70 firm with a great basis, be able to grow beyond, really where our foundation has been, but continually focus on what we can bring to folks like great contractors on a local market, and then the resources that we have in our hip pocket, if you will, to help them grow in a challenging environment. And so these type of opportunities is what intrigued me about this.
You all are absolutely a big help to folks like myself and others in the firm that are trying to market and get out there and meet people and push our content out there. So we do appreciate everything you do for us.
Well, and it's a challenge at times, as you can appreciate, but we're excited when folks like yourself and, we really have been well received with some of the crazy marketing ideas around the firm. When you get CPAs and marketers in the same room together, you never know what it's quite sure it's going to come out with, but we're excited about where we're headed and what the opportunity is there. And it's all been very positive. Exactly.
So Jerry, we've been talking about this for a while, a good while, maybe 3 or 4 months, and it's finally come to fruition. Been a lot of hard work that I didn't think of in the beginning, whenever I first brought this idea to you all. Tell us a little bit how the process is going, putting this production together.
Right. So as you know, it's our first foray into podcasting. We've done various other channels on the digital front. I mentioned video. We've done some long form video. We've done some short form video, but got excited about the podcasting, the idea behind it. But what we pride ourselves on within a marketing group and also from a firm standpoint, as you can appreciate, is when we do things, we want to do it as well as possible from the beginning. And sometimes things can proceed too quick and you don't end up liking the results. So we wanted to make sure you were positioned the best with the greatest likelihood of success over the time of pulling this together. So what we had to do was do some homework and do some research to be able to make sure we get the right type of sound quality, we get the right video quality, that we are positioning the content of the podcast for you to make sure that the distribution channels are appropriate for everything. And then getting to the audience, because it really becomes all about the audience if you start to think about it in that regard. So, I mean, we want to provide quality information in a format that is easily digestible and within the right time frame to be able to get it done. And so we did the research and basically had to pull the research together versus just let's just record a team session and push it out there. We wanted to make sure we were as good as we could be given the resources that we have, to make sure we have that long-term viable success for you and to really take care of our clients that way.
You hit another one of my questions on the head there when I was going to ask you about producing quality content to the listeners. And all the work that you and your team had put into this was to ensure that we were putting a quality package together and not just doing this willy-nilly and halfway. So I do believe, to the extent I don't mess things up, you all will be putting out great content in good quality form. So. But
I wish I
that
could
was all
take
the work
credit
that
for
went
that,
into
but
it.
it's not really me. I just get to be on the camera here with you. But Alexa and Anna and Dana and Anne Marie, they've done the real heavy lifting on that.
For sure. For sure. I can attest to that. Jerry, were there any specific questions that you had for me?
Yeah. So, at what point in time did you wake up in the middle of the night, Eddie, and say, I really want to be a podcast champion, and why do you think that's valuable from the standpoint of like your client base in the constructive world?
Well, I watch a lot of movies, listen to a lot of podcasts, and one thing I realized was that this world needs more superheroes. And what better way to be a superhero than to put out bipartisan, gender neutral, non-denominational, good feeling messages to our construction clients and those in the construction industry than this podcast? But really, Jerry, though, the reason why I thought about doing this, in my career as a CPA and in the accounting, auditing, construction world, I've done a lot behind the scenes, with my clients, with working on financial statements, working in auditing and some tax. And there have been ways that I've been able to make a difference, but I thought, one way that we as a firm could make a big difference is to be able to give our clients and those others in the construction industry another way, another means of getting good information that helps them, that actually helps them and gives them, whether it's a podcast about mental health, which we're doing, whether it's a podcast about investing in retirement planning, or just economic and construction industry updates, it's something that they can listen to for 30, 40 minutes and then go and actually use that to help better their business or their lives. So it's really just a matter of wanting to do more.
Well, and I think that speaks to who you are, Eddie. I mean, getting to know you over this time frame, and trying to help out. I mean, you've got unique perspective of things, so I can definitely see that being the motivator behind, bringing that enjoyable but informative content to your clients and to anybody else who wants to listen to it, so that your reach just continues to grow. And I mean, I think that you see that that's where the firm lands, and that's where you wanted to land with it as well. So,
Definitely, definitely.
but non-denominational, does that also include like non-denominational in a standpoint of which football team you're going to cheer for on Saturdays when college football season
It's
comes up?
however you want to take it.
Okay,
Yeah,
well,
we
making sure, I mean, being
this
based
is
in West Virginia, I know you guys have some pretty severe loyalties
right. This is an all-inclusive podcast.
there.
It doesn't matter if you're a Hokie fan or a Buckeye fan or a Mountaineer fan or a Herd fan.
Nice. So we cover them all. We bring good content to everybody is the objective, right?
Correct.
Well, and that, of course, part of what we try to strive for, and you were asking the question earlier on, the whys and the hows of providing a quality production is that engagement thing. I mean, and most people who listen to podcasts, they want to be engaged. They want to have some fun with it. It's that informative aspect of what you bring to the table, which I think you're doing. And then the polished aspect of what we talked about too, and doing it as well as we can, not being professionals, but giving people something of value as you look at it and how we are able to distribute the product across the channels that we have.
Right, right. And don't get me wrong, I want this to be serious, but everybody that knows me knows that I'm not a super serious person, except for when it comes time to be serious. But you have to throw some entertainment value in there. This could be like the poor man's Pat McAfee podcast. It's not going to be as entertaining, one, because he's already got sports covered. So I'm picking construction. I'm not going to be able to talk about that, but I still will a little bit. But also, this isn't the Thunderdome. This is actually my office here in Brown Edwards. So we're going to do the best we can, or I'm going to do the best we can, and you all will pretty it up for me, and you know it'll work out. It'll be good.
Yeah, I think we've got some really good subjects lined up for you. Some releases that'll be coming along as we get the recordings kind of out there, and I think it will be something that people will want to, if nothing else, be able to hear what the next episode will be. We're going to get serious content, some fun along the way, and some valuable aspects of what's going on in the construction industry across the spectrum, isolated, you know, not isolated to West Virginia, but really throughout the industry. So we're excited.
Well, good. I am too. So we'll get this ride started.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you hope to accomplish out of this, Eddie?
I would have to say that none of this is self-serving. I've worked with contractors enough and built relationships with enough of them to know that anything that I myself or someone in our firm or even someone outside of our firm that's a guest on the podcast can do to help them, I just want to make sure that they're getting help and they're getting good information, that at the end of the day, they can say, well, I listened to that Brown Edwards podcast, Constructive Conversations, and I came away with this, and it really helped me out. There's no way of measuring that, but I hope, you know, just somebody gets some benefit out of it.
Great. I mean, I think that lines up with what we're trying to do across the firm with most of our niches and the service lines that we offer, particularly on the construction front. You know, very active with various contractor related associations, as you know, AGC, CFMA is big for us in what we're doing across the footprint. Was in a conference last week, Chattanooga in the Southeast on that front. And, you know, just seeing the challenges that are out there in the industry and how we can bring that additional value. I think it's strong to be able to tie that together. We're hoping to get a CFMA chapter started in West Virginia. We've got one in the Blue Ridge areas of Virginia that we are sponsoring the first ever conference on coming up in a few weeks. And so we're excited about that. But that also gives us this channels to distribute this good content and being able to accomplish the purposes you got for that. Because in today's world, the more content you can get out there, the better it is, not only for you to be able to get the reach and the messaging out, but it's also really helpful from a client standpoint. So that's why we're excited about doing this.
Good deal. And to further a point that you had said, this is called Constructive Conversations, and it's a construction podcast, but we're going to be talking about things that can be applied to all industries. Two of the first three episodes have to do with mental health and investment retirement planning, and these are topics that any business can apply. You know, applies to anybody's business or anybody's personal life, for that matter. So my focus is construction, but this podcast is going to be broad. It's going to have a wide range of people that should be interested in listening to it.
It's a great point. And I think, yeah, you said earlier, you're the right person at the right place at the right time to kind of make that connection and get things out there as we push it forward.
I'm excited to get it going. And I believe we're real close to all of our, the fruit of our labors all being reaped. So look forward to seeing the first episode come out with Jason Pizzatella of the CAWV, Contractor Association of West Virginia, and we'll be rolling from there.